Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Fun Redacted, Town Hall VIP podcast. It's going to be a little shorter because I am in France. I am here with Arena. We are at the Place de something. I have no idea which place this is. But we're outside a cafe, having a little coffee, having a muffin, checking things out, just sort of chilling and illing swilling our coffee. So we're kind of doing that. So this is not going to be a long one, like the one with Drew, which was like an hour and a half. But yeah, we're just doing our thing, and
enjoying a beautiful fall day.
It's not beautiful. It's overcast.
I like the overcast and rainy.
I know. I like it sunny. We've enjoyed Paris. I write about it on the Wednesday's Town Hall, and. It is not what I expected. It's a little different. I think some of the predictions of the demise of Western civilization have been a little overplayed.
Oh yeah.
Not that it's not a problem, but we're not doomed quite yet. So we have doomy potential, and of course, doom potential. Is coming in, 8 days from when this comes out on Monday?
Yeah.
That will be the election. It's very easy. I think we only talked to one French person here where politics came up, and the guy was like Trump curious.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he had the dog?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, interesting. By the way, French dogs act like snooty waiters. Okay, the French people are lovely. But
dogs have attitude, man.
Yeah, we're a lot of the stereotypes that you see, like the little fussy, obnoxious Frenchman, it's not true.
The dogs.
The dogs are freaking obnoxious. The people are just lovely.
It's all the dogs.
Yeah, and they'll speak English to you if they can. And if they can't, you know, you work it out. We went to a Moroccan restaurant yesterday. Yeah. It just sort of happened. Yeah. And they spoke no English.
No, not.
And of course, Moroccan cuisine is largely bizarre stews.
Oh, so good. Tagine.
It was really good. So we're trying to figure it out. I managed to order a Moroccan wine. I ordered a red Moroccan wine. I asked for a recommendation. He gave me the second most expensive on the menu. And at like 47 euros, it's like, okay.
Wine.
No, it was very good. It was actively good. It wasn't like, oh, that's good for Moroccan wine. This is like, I would like to drink this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd buy it for $47 at Trader Joe's, but at Trader Joe's would probably be like $15.
Yeah.
So I was quite happy. Went to the French Military Museum yesterday. And one of the best military museums I've ever been to. And very not woke. And it was, it was very complete.
Even you.
It was very even-handed. It was very honest about the, some of the issues the French have had. I thought it was very well.
It was good.
And it gave me some perspective I didn't expect.
We got to see Napoleon's tomb.
Saw Napoleon's tomb. Very impressive. And it was packed.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the French are like cats. They react to stimuli that the rest of us can't detect. they are their own people, but they're intensely patriotic in their own way. I've enjoyed the time here. I'm ready to go home, as we've been here a while. But get back into the politics. From where we sit over here, I mean, obviously on Twitter, because, you know, I'm always on Twitter. And check out my columns. My column on Monday will be the glory of a Trump presidency. And then Thursday will be the nightmare of a Kamala presidency. And I've got those written on the airplane, or at the airport, or whatever. And, from here, I don't have the vibe at home, but we have been dealing with a number of Americans, you know, who are mostly, you know, middle-aged and... If I hear those Wawa sirens one more time, I'd have been literally going... It's like they can't go anywhere without a freaking siren. It's like, hey, let's cross the street. Anyway, we've been Americans. They've, you know, they're affluent. They've got, they're successful. I mean, they're hanging out in Paris.
In the fall.
In the fall. Overwhelmingly Trove positive. One of them was even married to like an active MAGA, but she wasn't here.
But yeah, right.
But he was like, you know, I'm a moderate Republican, and he works in finance. He's like, you know, I had issues with Trump, but, you know, I just can't do cattle. We just can't do that. And her kids seemed, his kids seemed like the same way.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I think we're going to see a lot of middle-class folks who don't, I mean, anyway, we do the little political dance to make sure, you know, because we're from the blue state, to make sure they're with us.
Yeah.
I'm not subtle. They'll say something like, oh, how's California? It's full of freaking communists. If they look at me in horror, I know I want to talk to them. If they're like, oh, yeah, I get it. I'm like, ah, friend. But I think there's going to be a lot of people who, you know, aren't public about what they're doing. But they're going to go in and they're going to say, I just can't have Cal. I just can't have it. I got issues with Trump. But I just can't have her. She's just actively bad. And she is terrible. Did you see the Beyonce thing she did? Crossed everybody. She had a big thing in Houston.
Oh, it was in. Oh, it was Beyonce.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's losing in the Midwest. She's campaigning in Houston. But let's put that aside.
Wow.
She goes, well, I'm going to have Beyonce. And 30,000 people show up. And they're excited because they want to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand it, but it's obviously a thing. And Beyonce comes down and talks about the importance of killing babies for a bit. For talks for 2 minutes at least. And doesn't say. And they literally boo Kamala. I'm like, that's the, I mean.
I'm not paying attention. That's glorious.
No, I mean, what? That's literally malpractice. Why? How do you do that?
That's amazing.
I just think it's crazy. I mean, Well, let's get them there and then let's disappoint them, which is pretty much the whole Kamala Harris strategy. Let's get her in and then we'll disappoint them. She's gotten much worse. Trump is doing remarkably. He did Joe Rogan for 3 hours.
That's right. How did that go?
That went very well.
I need to listen to
because
that.
It hasn't been bad because they haven't taken clips of it and started saying, oh, Trump, you know, fascist. See what he says here. They haven't done that. They've just said, oh, if you listen to it, he's totally deranged. Well, I'm not taking your word for it. You know? Oh, I'll listen to the one with Harris. Oh, wait. She wouldn't do it because Trump said, no, no limits. Ask me anything.
Yeah.
And Harris was like, well, here's some things you can't talk about. And Joe Rogan was like, screw you.
I like Joe Rogan.
Never listened to him.
Oh, I have.
He's very popular. I mean, he's like the most popular guy, right? There's a lot of these popular podcasters that Trump's going on that I didn't know about. Theo Van?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know who Sean Ryan was until recently. And Sean Ryan's very interesting. Most laid-back interviewer. So, what about that? What about when you were in Delta Force? And he talks like Des Miller.
He does?
No.
Oh, okay.
He does not talk like Des Miller. So that was, Trump's definitely hitting these. Well, look, the Trump strategy is to bring people who don't normally vote in. Yeah. Because the people who normally vote, you know, they're sad. And a lot of them are, you know, friggin' Democrats.
Well, and they've only heard, I think, the propaganda about him. So they believe it. So he needs to get out there and show them. No, he is not this caricature.
Well, I don't think
that the journalist.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think they already have they're already okay with Trump.
Oh,
I think he's going on these things to get them incentivized to actually vote. Because these are, you know, 1 for 4, 2 for 4 vote, 0 for 4 voters, haven't voted the last 4 elections. So what he's trying to do is, you know, a guy on there for 3 hours going, all right, fine, I'll fill out the ballot. Yeah, I'll take 10 minutes to do it just to tell these people to bounce out.
Yeah.
And it is.
Hopefully they haven't thrown out the ballot.
They
know where it ends.
I want to talk about, yeah, hopefully they haven't lost it.
Right, yeah.
That it's not, you know, under somebody's underwear.
Sequel, maybe.
A bit.
But you see, whatever.
What did you have the thing to go? Yeah. The, I think it's going to be...
Oh, of course, too.
We can't. Hold on for a second.
That's good. That's good. That's it. Unless it was...
Oh, you got it.
Off it would be
totally... All right.
That's the phone actor.
We had somebody coming to a table near us, and he had a hand with a chair. But I think we have a... we have many people who... I just don't see a lot of... I see a lot of people going, I just can't do this.
Well, I would hope so.
Did you see Michelle Obama's appeal, her speech? She came out and spoke, and she was like, you men have to step up and protect and do what's right for your women. And it's like, screw you. I think that was in Houston.
You have to step up. You've got, even if you don't like it, you've got to. No.
This is another of my things, this whole future is female shit. It's bullshit. The future is not female. The future,
that kind of female.
Not that kind of female. The one of the beautiful things about the Israeli war, when they just said fuck it, we're going to just kill all these people, is they reiterated the real truth about power. People like Michelle Obama want to nag you into giving up your power. If you're a man, all you need to do is say no. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Let her be man. I'm going to shit. And I think that's kind of what Israel did. They said, screw you. And then what do you got? What are they going to do? If you make yourself impervious to being badgered into submission, they're done. That's all they've got. So, but the idea that guys are supposed to give up their interests and submit for women, no, I don't think so. It's just not selling.
But they're lying when they say it's for women.
Well, of course they are, but that's...
So, and that's the thing.
Well, if you objectively look at the... what has happened with men, the mental health problems, the unemployment, the discrimination against them, We know some younger men, and they're getting pretty radical.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, screw you, screw everything. I'm not doing it. And of course, young, angry men are unbelievably dangerous. I mean, we're in Paris. It's the same place where young, angry men, like, have famously done stuff. Yeah. So I think that's going to fall on deaf ears. I just don't think it works anymore. And the idea that, we got to elect a president because you go, girl.
What are you going, though, about?
I don't know.
Just abortion. That's it.
Well,
it's abortion at any point.
Yeah, but that's more, it's more of a vague affirmation thing. I don't have to succeed in anything. I've just got to be black Indiana with a vagina. I think people are largely getting done with that because you look at her and she's so unaccomplished. I mean, she's literally one of the stupidest people in the world. And she is stupid. She's actively stupid.
Do you see that?
Yes, I've seen that.
This is looking up. I know it's like harsh because you girl.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, you look at Doug Emhoff, slaps around his girlfriend. His girlfriend comes out and says it. Does the media even talk about it? It's all a lie and a scam, and that people... that they think that people don't see it.
It's crazy, people.
I mean, the editorial board of the Washington Post did not do a endorsement. And the editorial is supposed to be different from the newsroom. It was the newsroom that protested it.
Right.
So the allegedly objective reporters, nobody believes that anymore, especially since they've said we can't be objective because he's literally Hitler times Mussolini times Stalin. No way, we like Stalin. Yeah, it doesn't
work.
Got people get this stuff.
The thing is, so much of what they do is about setting a narrative. And when people refuse to hold to the narrative, they don't have anything left. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting. I think, look, I'm feeling very good about the election. I think the Democrats are showing their weakness. I think they're going to lose, and probably by more than we expect.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think, frankly, you look at their campaign, I don't think it's organized enough to organize tuning of the kind of level that we've seen in the past. I mean, you go to Texas on a Friday night, 10 days before the election, and then disappoint your voters. You literally show up, and the big story that comes out of there is Beyonce didn't sell. That's what comes out of it in a state that's, you know, they always say it's close, but it's not close. It's not close to Texas.
You can sell my last bucket.
I mean, that's just malpractice. She went out for a beer with Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, my. That's great.
You go, girls. Let's have a beer. I am drinking your proletariat beverage. Me. This is my favorite.
It was
beer.
Mine was their own. Look, she's not going up. And
oh, yeah. I will drink beer. I am just like you. And then Tim Walz. And I think Tucker Carlson just came around and said, look, the guy's obviously a gown. And if he's not, he's got all the affectations. Tim Walz, he's redefining masculinity. Who the fuck? Bitch, who asked you to redefine any? Okay, I'm not sure opinion about masculinity. I'm going to be shot. Frickin' psych. You want a little nutless weirdo who doesn't own guns and cries a lot. Ugh.
Oh, and I think he's compromised. I don't want him.
Well, he's totally compromised. But he's, you know, the idea that he's, you know, this guy will appeal to men because he's wearing a camouflage hat. About God, he loaded the...
That is so late.
He loaded that shotgun, and the only... He reminded me of, like, white people dancing at a wedding. It was that level of cringe.
Doing the chicken dance.
Okay. Except they do it ironically, and he just did it poorly. They're just so bad at this. And I think the Trump campaign has been unbelievable. They've gone places that no one else thought to go. They've created a new kind of campaign where they basically ignored the major media. Trump will not go on ABC, CBS, NBC. So he just won't do it. He won't do their debates, and he did one, and saw how they intervened for
the
he's basically, you know, you can't be a gatekeeper. No one wants in your freaking gate. So, anyway, that's kind of my thoughts. So I think we've gone enough.
I think so.
I think we've got enough here.
I think we've annoyed the French people around us enough.
Well, if I return the favor, read my town hall columns this week. They're going to be great. Of course, if you haven't voted yet, go vote. Go vote right now. And read me every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, like I said, on Twitter at Kurtz Flichter. And of course, go get the attack before it happens. So thank you very much for joining us. And how do you say, what do you say in French? Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.